Our gracious and loving Lord, as we turn from the cares of the day and toils of study, calm our hearts and our minds that we might study Thee, that we might worship Thee truly in spirit. Bless each of our hearts for having come to Thy house this day. And we pray that mothers shall become Christian mothers, that shall be, in a sense, the salvation of our nation. And we commit our ways unto Thee. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. This morning we would like to pay tribute to our mothers, present and absent, as we give this tribute written by 14-year-old Jean Beadle. This is her tribute to her mother. I feel it fitting for yours and mine. A love cake for mother. Her recipe is this: 1 can of obedience, several pounds of affection, 1 pint of neatness, some holiday, birthday, and everyday surprises, 1 can of running errands, willing brand, 1 box of powdered get up when I should, 1 bottle of keep sunny all day long, 1 can of pure thoughtfulness. The method: mix well, bake in a hearty warm oven, and serve to mother every day. She ought to have it in big slices. Thank you for that lovely hymn. A portrait of mother. I have many weaknesses, but plagiarism is not one of them. The seed idea for this message comes from Harold S. Lunger, a Protestant minister. And the scriptural basis for our study this morning is Proverbs 31, and I shall use various verses from this chapter to support our message. And as a text, I have chosen a portion of verse 10, which reads, "She is far more precious than jewels." You know, most of us are familiar with Whistler's portrait of his mother, but many of the peoples of today, I'm afraid, are not acquainted with the old-fashioned mother that we speak of in the book of Proverbs. The scriptural portrait, as well as that painted by Whistler's mother, probably is considered old-fashioned and quaint. But men's thinking, even today, concerning styles have changed. Nevertheless, in comparison, I present that the better qualities of womanhood that men really love are the same even this day. Therefore, I think that this old-fashioned portrait given of mother is contemporary and has a relevant meaning for you and I this morning. Let us look at her as wife and companion in her role in the home. We see first this woman is a good wife and a true partner of her husband. A good wife who can find. She is far more precious than jewels. The heart of her husband trusts in her, and he will have no lack of gain. She does him good and not harm all the days of her life. her husband praises her. Many women have done excellently, but you surpass them all. Now we see her in the role of business partner to her husband, a mother prudent in all her ways. And important as this is, I think there may be even more need for emotional cooperation and honest companionship of spirit. Nothing is more basic to the Christian family and the welfare of our children than the mutual love of husband and wife, as we see it day by day. Honest enjoyment of one another's companionship and recognition of the abilities of the other one to contribute to the welfare of the home and the total life. This, I think, is a basic preventive of divorce in the American home. A country girl married a city boy, and after some time she wrote home these words to mother, "I have now everything I have always longed for, a beautiful home, money, clothes, a car to go when I choose to go. One problem, Mom, I hate my husband." This, tragically, is the problem in many houses today. Better is a dinner of herb where love is than a fatted ox and hatred with it. Now, the homemaker and mother. This word picture presents to you and I this morning a devoted homemaker and mother as well. She looks well to the ways of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. She is not afraid of snow for her household, for all her household are clothed in scarlet. Her children rise up and call her blessed. Johnny, age 4, went to his father's study one morning. He had a little chick in his hand, and he says, "Look, Dad." And Dad says, "Son, take that chick back to its mother." "It ain't got no mother," he said. "Then take it back to its father." "It ain't got no father," he replied. A lamp serves a chicken well as it is in the coop to its physical needs. Tragically, many houses today follow this pattern as they give warm food, sufficient clothing, roof over the children's head, but nothing more. No love, no security, and no affection from mother and father. This ancient mother that we view in Proverbs supplied not only physical needs, emotional needs of the family, but she gave a love that radiated through all of the community. As she expressed this love at home, it reached the neighbors also. And then we see a firm faith. This third quality of the mother in Proverbs 31 is one that undergirds the other two and makes it possible for her to be the good wife, the lovely mother, and the precious one in God's household. She girds her loins with strength and makes her arms strong. Strength and dignity are her clothing, and she laughs at the time to come. She opens her hands to the poor and reaches her hands to the needy. Charm is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. This mother whose portrait we view now is a woman of true faith with spiritual resources to sustain her, embrace her family, and one that radiates to all that pass her way. Before we close the door on this portrait, let us have one other look. A small girl was sitting on the front row to give her peace before the group. In fright, she had forgotten all that she knew. her mother whispered to her these words, "I am the light of the world." And very confidently this little lass spoke out, "My mother is the light of the world." And I present to us this morning that when we have Christian mothers, indeed, they also are a light in this world. May we pray. Our gracious and loving Lord, as we commit this service to Thee, may honor and glory come to Thy name, for we ask in the lovely name of Jesus. Amen.